good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Special emphasis on explorations in consciousness tonight. and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
The energies are, like, electric tonight.
Yes, they are. Okay. Just want you to know we do look forward to your questions, so if you want to email them in, as long as Squirrel has power, you can send them to Squirrel. Go ahead and give them your email address.
It's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Okay. All right, tonight's show, we have a lot of material, and it's a mind bender, so I hope everybody's ready. Transcending our sense of separation. The greatest challenge of being on planet Earth is the belief and feeling that you are separate, alone, trying to figure it all out and regain your sense of connectedness. You are not separate. It is an illusion, my dear friends. We are all connected, you, me, Earth, and the cosmos, and every being on every level and everywhere and every when. The biggest surprise is that we, you and I, have the opportunity to bring healing and connection to every spark of consciousness when we stop playing small. Tonight may challenge your beliefs, but every minute of this broadcast is being monitored to see how each one of you respond to your role in the universe and the multiverse. Again, this is because the information may be a little mind-boggling, and basically the team is seeing how ready everybody is to hear a lot of this. So, all right, Squirrel, you've got an astrology update for us.
Of course I do. Okay, all right. Well, we have, the moon has moved into Leo, and that alights as Venus in Cancer squares Uranus today. That happened today, amplifying up our need for affection, pleasure, money, security, love, and any changes we need to make if we aren't feeling these. Don't accept compromising limitations. Instead, throw a clever wrench in the system. Be intelligently spontaneous, experimental. Boldly open your heart, push the envelope. That's how creative new solutions happen. And to wrap up the week, since here we are Thursday, the energies are very supportive. You might find yourself drawn back to the past, particularly childhood, as you reflect, gain insight, and relax into who you are. Chiron is preparing for its retrograde this weekend, and coming up over the next 24 hours, Venus is shining all over Chiron via us, meaning we can heal any past incidences we still are still carrying around. How? By accepting, by asking to know. The globe is in a very healing and enlightening truth energy right now. This began late last week and will continue until at least November. So be in your truth to you, let it be known to you, and feel released. And that's from Elizabeth Peru.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, very appropriate. Jeez.
As always.
I have to close it. My dogs are, the energies are just massive. When the team says they're going to monitor, they're not kidding.
You just watch your little doggies, right?
Okay. So update on glutathione, which we talked about, was it just last week? Yes.
Yeah, last week.
Lots of people wrote in for the show. What did we call that?
Transcript.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And with all the links to purchasing glutathione, the colon cleanse that, of course, Bashar recommends, herbdoc.com. And I did not talk about the skin treatment. Just so you're aware, on the glutathione, I'm monitoring different people that are taking it either in shots or IV, because their experiences are going to be probably more, well, they are more amplified more quickly. And I just know that this is what we'll achieve. We won't get there as fast if we're not doing the IV or the shots. My doctor would not give me the shots. Gosh knows I tried. I will tell you that you will go through some detoxing. There's no way not to. In my case, it's coming out my brain, okay?
Coming out your brain. Okay, Jackie.
It really, well, my head, it, you know, it's just weird. It is so weird. So, but you definitely get tired and, you know, feel a little icky, but it's all for the good. Again, don't forget a colon cleanse because you don't want this stuff reabsorbing back into your system. If your colon's not moving quickly, then you stand the chance of reabsorbing it back in, defeating the whole purpose.
Well, for me, it's coming out that end. I don't know how it's coming out your brain, but
yeah, well,
my cleanse is going the other direction.
I know. Well, this is the glutathione. I know. Well, the detoxing is coming out my head. It's just, oh, Lord. Okay, so let's talk about, there's a skin, some skin products, and I'm the guinea pig, so I always do everything first. I won't talk about it unless I've tried them. It's called Acyl Glutathione by Dr. Perricone. Patent pending on this. He has some pictures on his website that will boggle your mind. With statistics that are also mind-boggling. He has an eyelid serum to tighten the eyelids and all around the eyes. Also, the facial cream, which is, it's a whole anti-aging treatment that targets deep lines and creases. And then he has several other products. One is for deep lines and creases serum, and can't remember the others. You must use a moisturizer over it. I will tell you that. It is amazing. And the only thing I will say for women listening tonight, the décolletage is a little iffy because your skin is different there. You don't want it getting lightening and getting blotchy. I'm playing with it right now, okay? If I start getting real blotchy, I'll let you know. But the cream does lighten, glutathione will lighten the skin. There are many people getting injections and abusing it for that reason. People of other different races with different skin colors.
Different races. I'm just laughing at you.
Yeah, I not human races. Okay.
Human races. All right, Jackie, you need to send some before and after pics so everybody can see, okay?
Okay, yes, I know. Well, I'm really playing with this. This is very exciting. And, again, I'm getting constant updates from my other people that are taking in other doses. So tonight, buckle up. I'm going to try to explain this in a way that everybody can understand, including those of you who've never had sessions with the team. We don't have enough time for me to go into real in-depth explanations, but I will do my best. And we have Squirrel to ask questions so that, you know, if it doesn't sound like I'm speaking in English, she'll know. Okay.
I'll interrupt. Don't worry, everybody.
Okay. Okay, I do want you to know I was really shocked when the team had me add that they would be observing how people responded to the show tonight. I'm very excited about that. Again, I'm the guinea pig, okay? And they've been blowing my mind for the last 2 weeks, literally. So, okay, so I'm going to explain what happens during a part of what happens during a power retrieval. This is only a part of it, but this is where the really exciting things are happening. Interracial, and we're talking cosmic human, not interracial, all human. So let's talk about the chakras themselves so that you have at least kind of a visual of what we're talking about here. Chakras are depicted as energy centers of different colors. And I think everybody listening has seen the pictures, you know, of cross-legged with the different colors from the root chakra all the way up to the crown chakra. And they look very two-dimensional, and that's it, but they are anything but. They're depicted as just energy centers on the body, but every chakra is tied to not only parts of the body and organs, but there are specific corresponding energies. It's even more complex than that because it's tied, it goes from one chakra, it can go down to a hand and a leg and so on as subparts of the chakra. But for example, the third chakra is located in the abdominal, upper abdominal solar plexus area, and the energies of that chakra are power, emotion, magic, and manifestation. And so it goes with each chakra affecting corresponding organs located in wherever the region of the chakra is, heart chakra, heart, and lungs, okay? Also thymus, throat chakra is the throat itself, thyroid, etc. Okay. You are all collective energies. I've talked about this on other shows, but it's really important to bring this home tonight, which include all those that have residence in your chakras. There are tunnels that run within the depicted circle, 12 of them. Those 12, and you know, when I first started doing this, it was just a clock so we could identify where we were. Then one day they finally gave me a break and said, no, these are dimensions. And then later on, it was also the houses of astrology. So you may have beings in these tunnels because we do work in the tunnels. You don't go inside of them, but your tunnels are supposed to all be lit up, okay? And beautiful and functioning beautiful for each chakra to be functioning at its optimum. But you may have beings in these tunnels, and some are there to assist you. Conversely, there are beings there that are intent on stopping your growth or affecting you negatively. Your tunnels can also be dark or loaded with debris. Sometimes they're screened off in the hopes that we won't find anything. Chakras are also multidimensional for people, and some people can see multidimensionally when they're in there because the team facilitates your being able to see more than you would normally ever see. So chakras as multidimensional means that they're tied to chakras in other lifetimes, as well as other dimensions, other planets. So the team also guides you, but you are having the experience. The team guides you through it, but you're having the experience. The team will never say to you, there's such and such in that chakra or in that tunnel, ever. Ever. Okay. They kind of stay under the radar by doing it this way, but since the end of the year, we have more latitude, okay? But even then, the whole goal of this is empowerment and healing. It really is not about, if you walk away from a situation and somebody has told you what's there, you never really feel that it's been your experience. There's always that question in your mind, although some people may still have that question in their mind anymore. The team will only light up a tunnel that's dark or clear out the debris. The team also calls forward any beings in the tunnel when you see or sense that there's something in there. They will ask you, is there something or some being in the tunnel? And then they will call forward, if you can't define how many, they'll call forward all of them with one spokesman for all of them. Sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't. Sometimes we have to do more than one. The team then demands that they step forward and answer your questions. At that point, the team does guide you as to what to ask, because most people are so flummoxed, they really don't know what to say, such as, why are you here? What is your intent? And so on. The empowering part of this, again, is that each person's individual experience, there is no doubt in their minds that what they're experiencing is real. Now, the concept of you being collective is kind of hard enough to swallow because we always think of things attacking us from outside. They're not. They're coming from inside. In the last few weeks, things have taken an incredible turn. And the team is having people try to reason with and heal any ill intent with beings from other dimensions other than astral beings. Astral beings are removed, but beings, extraterrestrials that are there trying to stop you from being happy, healthy, achieving your great work, whatever that may be, you also have beings that are extraterrestrial and otherworldly in there that are trying to assist you. The results of all this are really exciting because so many of these beings never thought about having peace. Many don't even understand love, but they can feel it. And we've actually had beings sit on the floor of the tunnel and weep once they understood that they didn't have to be angry, they didn't have to stop you from moving forward.
Jackie, may I ask a question?
Yes.
So I'm beginning to understand that our chakras are actually what connects us to our multidimensionality.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
They're portals.
Right.
So when you go when you go into a past lifetime, when you go into a lifetime, let's say as an extraterrestrial, it's actually happening through your chakras.
I see.
Okay.
And so when things get blocked, that's often when we feel the disease or disease patterns that manifest.
We feel the disease pattern. We feel depression. We feel disconnected. We feel angry. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. Sometimes people get angry and don't understand why they're angry, why they're feeling on edge.
That happens to me.
Yes. Okay. So today we did a session.
Not the person who's in my way.
Okay. So today we did a session, and I want to kind of give you an example of what's going on here with someone, and there was a very angry reptilian in one of her tunnels. Now, normally we would remove that. Again, everything is treated with the utmost respect and love. They're returned to their most appropriate place, but they are removed by the team from the tunnel. Okay, you never go into the tunnels. You stand on the outside and look in. But normally the team was just moving them back and on. Okay? Today we did a session with someone, and there was a very angry reptilian in one of her tunnels. The team knew that it would frighten her, and told her just to focus on the eyes of the being. So in essence, they kind of shut off the rest of it because I didn't know this, but she didn't even know what a reptilian was. They guided her with questions, and its response was that it owned her and would not allow her to move forward. And it was very contentious. I mean, this was not a pleasant situation. And again, the team guided the dialogue with the client and the reptilian through the client. Okay. The reptilian finally agreed to allow the love in, but was distrusting. And there were literally negotiations. That's the only way I can explain this. To bring this being to a greater level of peace. Okay? We were introducing new concepts, and the client was told to continue to flood this being with love, continue to flood it with love. Okay? What I've encountered in the last couple of weeks is that there are beings that don't want you to move beyond them, don't want you to, because they'll no longer have power and control as they perceive it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then the team asked the client to ask them, and again, their communications are telepathic. The team speaks to the person, but her communications with the being are always telepathic. Okay, because that's the way they actually communicate. The team asked if they would, and then she repeats whatever they said, and then the team asked if they would meet with them privately. The team. And of course, my little mind kind of went, what? Now, for clarification, during these sessions, they use my right hand and arm to clear and clean, remove beings, but always with dignity and love. And they've been working on my arm and hand. Every day when I get on the table, they're radiating it with massive frequency. And again, this is all in the last few weeks. However, I thought something was wrong with my arm and elbow and wrist because I didn't know what was happening until now. I do now. I also had a friend who's a channel, and they were able to describe everything that's going on in my arm, and the energies come through my crown chakra, go down into my arm. It was getting hung up in my elbow and wrist, and I had some work done on that. And there, according to her, there are codes in every one of my knuckles. I mean, again, this really sounds like Star Wars. So, you know, you just have to bear with me here. At any rate, I have to laugh about this stuff because even I'm challenged. They used my hand to reach into this screen, and that's what they call it, is a mental screen, to reach in and take the hand of the reptilian, and because they're not allowed to come out of the tunnels, and gently guide him out of the tunnel. And I actually felt his hand wrap around mine. I could feel the skin on his hand. And I'm thinking, oh my God. Okay, I can't explain this. Where's George Lucas when I need him? Okay.
Really. So what did it feel like? I mean, can you remember the sensation?
Yes, it was. I felt very loving. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like the guards were down around it. The anger was down, and there was a connection. Contact. It was contact. It's the only way I can explain that. But I felt this overwhelming sense of love, which I do for all beings, because I know that's the only way I can do this work. But this one challenged me because I've never had anything like this happen. And then the team just kind of swept it away through the 12th chakra to them. And they promised this being they would return it back into her chakra after they met with it. So at the end of the session, okay, I come out of channel and then we run the screens. And she said, you have some explaining to do here. She's because I've never felt energy like that in my life. And what was that? And I came to find out she didn't even know what a reptilian was. We've been working on her lineage, which happens to be Jewish, and doing power retrievals. But this is the first time where she had direct interaction to this level. And it was so amazing. And this sense, and this is only one. I've had so many of these in the last 2 weeks that are so stunning, absolutely stunning. There is a concern that we are moving beyond. We are working, just so you know, at turning that around, and with the hopes that it will help everyone. But some of you have beings. I did one session a week ago, and there were two beings in her chakra in the tunnel. They had been with her for thousands of years, and they did not want her to go beyond them. And there was healing that occurred that was so stunning. And after the session, I was tearing lettuce for a salad. And they just dropped in this whole kind of bank of information that this is when the Greys agreed at that moment to create a race of light. Okay? Knowing that they wouldn't be left behind. Human, Grey hybrid, genetically altered, which became the Esasanis, who are from the future. And who have come back to help us. Bashar is an Esasani. So, and this person we were working on happens to have, and Bashar has told her this, she had a private session. I sent her to go get one years ago, where Bashar told her she's the captain of an Esasani ship.
I love that. Now, wait, and, so was the reptilian returned to her chakra before the end of the session, or is it still hanging out with the team?
I don't know at what point they will return, honestly.
I see. I wonder what that'll feel like.
It should feel fine, because after they spend time with the team, I can only assume that they'll come back with an entirely different motivation and convinced that all of this is real, and that's the exciting part. This is where it's getting very interactive. With the added function of bringing healing to other races and healing the chasm that we've had between us, where there's been fear, there's been misunderstanding, there's et cetera. So what I can tell you is that we are now working to heal the relationships with all beings and return to oneness. And what does that mean for Earth and humanity? If we heal these relationships and show them a different way, the possibility exists to heal even those that are influencing the controllers on this planet. Everybody wins, and ultimately there's a return to oneness in the universe as well. Another very important point here is that for all of you, there is a desire to stop those that came to be the bridges for change, healing, and ambassadors for what is to come. There's an investment in us not being able to do what we came to do, and I do see a lot of this. I don't want anybody to give their power away to it, but I do want you to be aware. What does this affect ultimately on Earth? Banking, wars, pharmaceutical companies, politics, genetically modified seeds, military-industrial complex, my labs, large corporations that are polluting our planet, and on and on. I know it sounds grandiose, but this is what's happening. In 2 weeks, we'll talk about the network that the team has been explaining to me, and it's very exciting. It's a whole show. Squirrel and I will not be here next week. So I want to go into another factor of this, which is very important. It may explain some experiences that all of you have had. Many times, parents, spouses, children, lovers carry beings that are there to disrupt us and disrupt us off our path, to distract us in whatever way they can. They don't know it. Okay, and I know that this sounds somewhat daunting. And again, not about feeling disempowered, but empowered. Many of you have felt that there was something wrong with their relationships, but were unable to put your finger on it. And this can explain a lot of that, whether it's problems with children, problems with spouses, problems with parents. I'm very clear now on people that I had to disassociate from who were carrying specific energies or beings in their chakras, whatever, that had other than the best intent for me, and I did have to separate. You know, you can't separate yourself from your children. I separated with space.
Oh, Jackie.
But I didn't separate, you know, as a parent. So, Squirrel, have you got any more questions? Because this is, I understand this is a lot of information. And
Yeah, of course. I mean, the questions keep coming up, but I, you know, just to take it back to our other shows, how does this interference, how does that tie into our belief system, the beliefs that we're trying to change? I mean,
well,
are we getting bombarded
really...
from... Go
okay.
on. Sorry.
They do fit together.
Okay.
Add to your belief. Okay. Statements about or beliefs about others being able to control you, hurt you, this, that, whatever. Okay.
Okay.
It will have impact. Okay. We don't have the total answers to this because Bonnie and I dialogue almost every day, and things are moving so quickly that, you know, we're having to look at, okay, can we really change this? Can't we change this? Some things need to be shifted. But again, I'm going to say that whatever's going on is an opportunity to bring healing. Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine at some level we knew we were going to meet with some resistance.
Of
right?
course we did. Of course we
yeah.
did.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't stop us. That
mm-hmm.
absolutely did not stop us. And we don't know how many lifetimes we've had as some of these races. We don't know if we have hybrid children of these races. We don't understand from a multidimensional perspective, from the idea of millions of years, okay, some cases millions of years, how many experiences we've had, how many times we've crossed paths. We may have pissed some people off along the way, or beings, okay? Trust me, we haven't always been perfect because we come in to play different roles. However, genetically, we do carry genetics from these races, okay? Are they of the, because Earth was an experiment, okay? We know there are at least, for sure, 7 races, up to as many as 21. That depends on some of these star beings that are coming in are hard to even imagine. But and I've said this before, even the Syrians messed with us, and now they're here helping. They are literally orchestrating first contact. Okay? Lazarus came in, in the 70s to teach us of our connection to Sirius, what that means. Sirius, Pleiades, Orion, we came in through one of the 3 to come to Earth. There's so much going on, and it's very difficult for me because my work is so multidimensional now to try to bring this down. I mean, my challenge is to write a book, and I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but the challenge is to bring this information down in a form that's palatable, that you can kind of wrap yourself around. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, there's a ton of material in the archives. You know, you're all welcome to write to me if you have additional questions. But do know that big changes are afoot, and they're huge. And they're exciting, and I really can tell you this is what we came to do, everybody, is to bring healing and peace. We're never going to get there if we perceive things as enemies, whether it's on Earth or off of Earth. Okay, them against us, whether it's in your personal life or in your cosmic life, is not going to get us there. Discernment, yes, I recommend discernment, okay? not to be cruel to people, but to use discernment. You know when somebody is off kilter for you and it doesn't feel good to be around them. Okay? Don't be around them. Don't hurt them intentionally, but do be honest, you know, and say, look, it just doesn't feel good for me to be around you. I love you, whatever, but, you know, I have this path I have to follow. And and certainly Squirrel, in your life, and I know your life, so I do know that there are beings in your life that have been a challenge.
Exactly. I know. There's limited contact now. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because it'll drop your frequency, and we all know that happens, right?
Absolutely.
It's the first one to go, first thing to go. But I can ask this when you're in channel, or I can ask it now. I guess my question would be for...
Well, let me go into channel, okay, and then you can ask.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, we're right here. All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel. All right, you've got a question. Go ahead.
Oh, right away? Okay. Well, I'll tell you, my question is that for those who do not work with you and Jackie in sessions, how is it best to go about clearing the chakras and working to help themselves?
All right. Here's what we recommend. In the archives is the chakra activation technique. You can use that. All right. The first part of it, and we would go ahead and activate all the chakras, then go back in. When you get to a chakra to activate it, now we're talking just the seven chakras for now. All right. Go into the cave. Imagine it, right? Go into the cave. Let's say second chakra, big orange cave, high dome ceiling. Darkened tunnels all the way around, 12 of them. All right? The bottom six, the top 12, the middle right three, the middle left 9. There's your markers. Stand at 6 o'clock. You always wear counterclockwise in the chakras. Always. Regardless of how they spin, counterclockwise. There are many reasons for it. We don't have a lot of time tonight, so we won't go into all of it. If you miss something, go all the way around and begin again. Do not go back, please. Go to tunnel number 5. Do not go in the tunnel. All right. Now, if the tunnel is dark, you can flood it with love. You will not have the power and authority necessarily to completely clear it, but use your magic. Call on your magic. Do as much as you can. If there are beings there, communicate with them telepathically. Why are you here? What is it you want? Don't speak the words because it doesn't carry the same vibration. Leave us on that. Now, if you identify that there's something in there that doesn't belong, all right, and is angry, distorted, whatever, try to dialogue with it. If you sense it to be an astral being, right? How do you know an astral being? Well, generally, they're kind of bigger than life, all right? They look very threatening and very dark in most cases, all right? You can command it to leave, all right?
You can command it to leave. I command you to leave. To be gone now. You can call on God, Goddess, all that is, for assistance, your higher self. You can call on us. We cannot always guarantee if you're doing this on your own. But practice. All right? Practice. Spend time in the chakra. Go around to each tunnel. Do the best you can. All right? Remember, all right, these are your chakras. Some of the beings that may be in there, and maybe you go around and you say, oh, well, I've been through all the chakras. I don't have anything. That's not true. We can tell you that at first. All right. Look at me. I'm pristine. My chakras are wonderful. No. We love you all. We'd love to think that's true, but since you're on this plane, that's not true. Okay? Please believe us. Work with it gently, thoroughly. Don't think you're going to go to all the chakras in one sitting. It's not going to happen. If you get through six of the tunnels in one experience, you've done a lot. All right? But be armed with your magic. Okay? Now, again, this is very experiential, all right? We tell you this absolutely. Do not go in with arrogance. Don't go in with better than. You go in with love, regardless of what you see. The reason people are able to see everything is we hold a higher frequency for them to be able to actually see. So, again, we cannot guarantee. It depends on your own personal level. Do what you can. All right? But get familiar with your chakras. These are very, very important. They are portals. They are portals. All right? It's an exciting experience, but again, make peace. If you can. Make peace with any beings you may encounter. If you can. All right? But always remember with love. All right? Any other questions, girl?
Tonight the channel was talking about a session that you were doing. This one, and you are having a meeting with a reptilian. Would you be able to talk about that, or is that just inappropriate?
No, we will not talk about that.
Are you sure?
Well.
Okay, well.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. It depends on the being. In this particular situation, all right, it warranted a meeting. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The person whose chakra this was in was not aware of what they were dealing with, other than they could feel the energy and other than the intensity, but it warranted a meeting. That's all we'll really say here. It warranted a meeting based on who this being was. Do you understand?
I do.
All right. We are trying to help all of you. And, all right, our concern as well is bringing healing everywhere. Now, we're going to talk about another concept, which we hope all of you have not fallen asleep. You're dealing with past, present, and future on the other side of the veil. You won't necessarily know what you're dealing with. Please be aware of that. If you go into your own chakras with any ego, all right, or better thans or less thans, it is, you may get disappointed at the results, because these beings are capable of shape-shifting and coming forward in various images that may not really be true. Now, your love is your guide, not your fear, your love. They're your chakras. There also can be beings in there from other lifetimes, even human lifetimes, that got stuck. Other beings that got stuck. Sometimes from another lifetime, you can have a being. This can be from anywhere, by the way, where there was a lot of unresolved anger, and they, all right, can be in one of the tunnels. Now, each one of you are going to respond to this differently, so we tell you that in advance. But understand, past, present, future, all out there. You see, on Earth, you're only dealing with what you perceive to be a linear reality, which is very simple in concept. That's the reason it is simple, because you're only using certain parts of your brain. When you start dealing multidimensionally, all right, it gets more complex. So things can happen, or you may see things that you will not understand, and that's all right, too. Again, go to your love. All right. All right, you had another question, dear one. This is our dear squirrel of many questions. Go ahead.
I know. So, so other than, I guess I'm trying to understand, other than the astral being can be cleared out, but something much like the reptilian or other races, they can be transformed through love, and they'll remain?
Well, yes, you're not going to be able to get them to leave unless they do it voluntarily.
Okay, so they have to agree to leave.
Now, the astral beings, again,
mm-hmm.
All right, please be clear. Each one of you has to come to this and experiment at your highest level. We have one person we work with who's been trying to remove this stuff for years, working with energy healers and all kinds of things. All right? So sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's not. Do the best you can. All right? Do the best you can.
So would you say then that our... the beings that are there, the other races of beings, reptilians or otherwise, are our connection to our multidimensional selves?
All right. Can be. First of all, you have to consider the fact how old you really are. Expand your idea and concept. All right. Of being part of the multiverse, not just this universe.
Right.
All right. You cannot think mm-hmm. small and do this. Now, there's a difference between not thinking small and being arrogant.
Correct.
All right. There are beings that are not happy about your moving forward and playing the role that you came in to play. Individually and collectively, individually and collectively. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that statement?
Yes.
We didn't say multidimensionally. We said collectively.
Right.
Okay. When we say collectively, you've come in, all right, all of you, as a group and individually to make a difference on Earth with your own form of great work, regardless of what that may be. Nothing is more or less than another. All right?
Right. I think that's where I get caught up a little bit. I understand.
All right. We understand that you get caught up in it. Your vibration, your frequency, your healing is absolutely mandatory to free yourself, all right, of the damage that you've experienced being on Earth. We talk about lineage. This is a very big issue. Some of the younger people coming in, all right, some, again, depending on how they came in, do pretty well. Some others do not. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Huge star beings. But if they come in through a very strong lineage of limitation, of suffering, it can be incredibly restrictive, holding them back from going to where they need to go. Do you understand?
I do. So would some of the clearing of the tunnels and the chakras help those limitations? Or are the limitations there as part of the collective?
Well, some of them, you know, hard. Some are agreed to, some are not.
I got it. That answers
right.
That for me. Yes.
All right. Now, when it comes to working lineage, that's a different story. All right. Lineage is a big issue. All right. Because it's the playing forward of all these imprints, depending on what you're here to do. And so
right.
He can say to you, you know, you've got Bonnie's book, all of you. Your next step is to learn to create abundance easily and elegantly. All right? Easily and elegantly. And we're working on how do we create a workshop to do this work with large groups of people. We're not certain yet. All right?
So I would think then, by, you know, if we go ahead and change our beliefs, then that should help some other races of beings transform as well, because they seem to want to, at some level, control the outcome, which is, I know it's silly, but
okay.
But, you know, I don't know if that's coming across,
right.
But I can see that if we change, then it's going to change out there to how they perceive trying to control us as humans.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say to you. For all of those of you that are working with Bonnie's material, her book, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're stepping out of limitation and into empowerment. All right? It's a big step forward. All right? That book is part of all that's going on here. And the channel will do a show called The Network, and you'll all get that very loud and clear. All of you are here to bring your unique form of work, whatever that may be. You all hold a piece, whether you realize it or not. Now, stepping into empowerment, understanding that you do create your reality, that you can create it differently. All right? And get the help you need to step beyond anything and everything that may stand in your way. But in that process, you've all agreed that you would participate and co-create healing on other levels and dimensions at the same time. Case in point. All right. When you do a power retrieval, when you do a power retrieval with one person, there's a million people all the way back to the beginning of that lineage with mom or dad. Now, at least, you're also doing all lifetimes with that person. This is a culminating lifetime, therefore, lots of history. Came in with people with lots of history, all right? So now you've got this. You've got all those people. You've got all this and all parallel realities. Okay? The scope of that in shifting the collective is huge. Do you understand? That's part of the network.
That I like.
When you
said a lot
in terms of as a network, you're all working together towards the same end. Each of you bringing your individual piece, making a whole. Do you understand?
I do, and I think we're going to have to wrap
oh,
it up.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. All right.
We are.
Dear
this
ones,
is getting too fascinating.
All right. We would love to touch you tonight if you will call us in when you go to sleep. Touch you in the most appropriate way to help awaken you to your peace. We love you all. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
I think we're all here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next week will be a replay of something. Bull Squirrel and I have other commitments that we can't be available, which is a rarity, but we love you. We thank you so very much. Good night. Night, Squirrel.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.